From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this 26th day of March. Hello, Stacy Ann, hanging out with you, trusting that you're having a fantastic Friday. In fact, I know that we have so much to look forward to as spring is here, and I know people are just can't wait to get those sandals out, right, and enjoy some better weather. And I don't know if you were out and about last night, but my social media was just blowing up with people going, did you see that? What was that? There was a flash across the sky in Oregon, and many people captured it on their cell phones. In fact, wondering if it was a meteor or space junk or aliens, and of course, you know, probably not that. But what they're saying is it more likely was a second stage of the Falcon 9 that launched March 4th, whatever it was, it lit up the sky of Oregon around 9 o'clock last night. And it certainly was quite interesting to spot it all over the Pacific Northwest. And I don't know if you caught it or know any more information about it. You certainly can send me a text or an email or even call in a little bit later if you have some information. I thought it was kind of interesting. Looking at the headlines from Northwest Observer today, I thought this story was quite interesting. Anti-vaxxers targeted by the Attorney General. By effectively rooting out fraudulent information, you can prevent death. Now, Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum has signed on to a letter originated by the Attorney General of Connecticut to Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, and Mark Zuckerberg, chairman of the CEO of Facebook, asking them to take immediate steps to fully enforce your company's guidelines against vaccine misinformation. In this, the latest play in the information suppression scandal surrounding the social media and the rhetoric has reached a new level. According to some, it's scandalous, and the level of paranoia and suppression of free exchange of ideas has reached these new heights. We're going to put this article up on our Facebook page so you can access it. It certainly is alarming that our Attorney General is asking social media to suppress information. I think it's important that we have information out there in regards to what's going on. And one of the things I put on my social media today is if indeed you have had the vaccine shot, I want to encourage folks, if you are getting the vaccine, and I know some people say, Stacy, don't call it a vaccine, it's not really a vaccine, you know, to track your health after each of the shots, you know, be writing down, track anything that's different than before. And also, if you're feeling anything different, to let your family and friends around you know. I keep hearing stories, and I had a story come across my feed of a young gal who was putting stuff on Facebook about how she wasn't feeling. She ended up passing away, and then, of course, Facebook deleted all of that and got rid of it. And again, it's important that we document things and we kind of keep an eye on it. And it's unfortunate that they're not keeping the truth out there where people can make their own decisions based on the facts. And so as we continue along the headlines, you know, I shared a couple days ago that there was a shooting that left two people wounded, and investigators are still seeking tips. It actually ended up being two teens. It was in the area of Durbin Avenue here in Salem at Wiley Lane Southeast in an unincorporated area where two teenage victims with gunshot wounds were identified. And so they're looking for more information on that. If that's something that you know anything about, we certainly want to know information about that. And then, of course, there's an alert that went out. Deputies are asking for help locating missing endangered teen seen last in Wilsonville. There is a young gal, Heidi McKinney, 13, who walked away from family members while at Fred Meyer in Wilsonville Wednesday. She was visiting from Santa Clara, California, but has lived in this area in the past. She is reportedly does not have her cell phone with her. McKinley is described as white, 4 foot 9 inches tall, 160 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes, and has some purple dye in her hair. She was last seen wearing a gray sweatshirt, long sleeve shirt, and sweatpants over black leggings, and she was carrying a zebra print backpack. So certainly a point of prayer and something to be aware of. And then you may have heard this, too. Yesterday, Oregon Senate approves a bill banning guns at the Capitol and in state buildings as well. Senate Bill 554 is the first truly contentious bill of the 2021 legislature. And I know a lot of us were calling our senators. We were hoping that they would take a stand and not show up so they'd have quorum. That did not happen. And we're going to continue that news story as we move along. And, you know, it's been a tough week. It's been a hard week. And it's been really a lot of news and a lot of stuff stirring, and never before in this time in my almost 52 years have I experienced all this stuff going on and been so aware of it. And I just got the feeling this morning that we needed to stir up hope today, that people need encouragement, that we need to stir up our faith, that we need to stir up our hope. We definitely need to get engaged in the process. And I realize even in my own life, and some of you know my story more in depth than others, but in my own life, my story is certainly one that's had peaks and valleys and difficulties and twists and turns in my own personal life. And yet I can tell you that in my story, my faith in God, He has been so faithful to me and to my family. And if it wasn't for that in my life, I don't know where I would find my hope. And yet, so many of us in our walk, the decisions we made, the things we've done in the past can be obstacles for us standing and telling our story or standing for truth. And this resonated with me, and I wanted to share it with you before we get to our guests this morning, which I'm excited about to share a little more about that. But I want to share this because this is going to reach out to someone today. And it's particularly spoke to me this morning because my daughter, Shelby, shared it on her Facebook page. And I thought, you know, this is worth sharing with someone else, because maybe if you're feeling like you, how can you be used? How can you make a difference? How can you, based on decisions you've made in your life, have something good turn out? Here's a message for you this morning. Listen to this.
I'm in Kansas City, Missouri right now, and I needed a shirt for a speaking engagement. So I went to a store and I found this shirt. Right color, right size, right feel, everything that I felt like I needed. And then I went to the counter and the guy looked at me and said, are you sure you want to buy that shirt? And I said, yeah, why wouldn't I? And he said, well, did you not realize that it's damaged? And then he showed me this tag right here that says damaged. And I said, yeah, I still want to buy it, man. It was the only one like it. It caught my eye. I felt like I could use it. So, yeah, I'm going to buy it. So I bought it. And then I walked out of the store and I realized, man, it's just like me. It's just like you. I'm damaged. You're damaged. We're all damaged. We all have things in our past. We all have stuff wrong with us. We all have our flaws and our weaknesses. And God still says, man, I want to use you. I choose you. I don't want the most perfect thing in the room. I want you, because through your brokenness, I can be glorified. So man, it doesn't matter the things that you've been through. It doesn't matter the scars that you have, the pain that you have, the regrets and the hurt that you have. It doesn't matter the things in your life that you're like, I'm too broken to be used. God could never love me. There's no bigger lie that you could ever be fed than that. God loves you. He has a plan for you, even in your brokenness, even in your regrets, even in your pain and your sorrow. He loves you and He wants to use you. And that is truth. And it all starts by accepting His Son, Jesus Christ, and then saying, God, use me in whatever way you want. And best believe He will put you on and He will use you.
Oh, what a great message this morning. And it resonated in my heart. And I hope it does in yours. And it leads right into the fact that our stories impact lives. Stories impact lives. And we all have our own story. We've all been created with an impeccable way to impact our world. And if we know who we are and whose we are, we can do anything. And despite all of the difficulty that we're facing and all of the, it seems like everything in life that we knew as normal has been upended in the last 12 months. And that is just the reality that we're facing right now. But, you know, if we have, and I'm constantly reminded, and I certainly appreciate this with those that are around me, it's easy to get into fear, and it's easy to get into that negative Nelly mindset. And yet, there's a lot of good that's happening around us as well. And my guest this morning, I'm so excited to bring him into the studio. His name is Jim Huggins. Jim, so glad to have you here today.
Thank you, Stacey. It's great to be here.
Oh, my goodness. We have a lot to share this morning with our listeners. You have a company called New Shepherd Films, And you have been working in this area for a season. And I want to share with our listeners kind of what, who you are, what you've been up to, and something exciting just around the corner. So talk to us a little bit about New Shepherd Films and the stories that you tell. And,
right.
and maybe we could segue into, you know, like this little story with this gentleman was just kind of off the cuff and just was yeah. moved by the moment.
Yeah.
Thought, here's an illustration. And he, yes, it's on Facebook. It's not the best film quality, but it's in real time and it's yeah. his story.
Yeah.
And that ministers, it reaches people, doesn't it?
Well, the key word you used there was story. Okay. Story.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, God communicates to his people, to all people, not mm-hmm. just his people. He communicates to all of us through stories. All right. It's mm-hmm. called the Bible. There's 66 mm-hmm. books. There's some great stories in there, but they're true stories. The trick is understanding them and taking time to learn them.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't communicate to us through contracts or treaties or anything like that. I mean, he gave us 10 rules. We proved we couldn't even keep those.
Mm-hmm.
So he talks to us through stories.
Mm-hmm.
We're made in his image, so mm-hmm. we're storytellers. And that's what I do. That's mm-hmm. that's what I try to do anyway. So I want to go to that story that you just talked about and that gentleman there on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
because I came here to talk about the 211 Home, our upcoming feature.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to start with our very first story that we did. Our very first movie is entitled Footprints.
Mm.
Angels are real. Some even have fur.
Mm-hmm.
The central theme to that story is very simple. Just because you had a bad past doesn't mean you can't have a great future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole purpose behind Footprints, is to communicate that message. And New Shepherd Films, while we are a faith-based film production company,
mm-hmm.
We're an independent company. We don't tell stories that beat you over the head with a scripture. I don't do a sermon in a box.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of faith-based producers that do that. The problem is that as Christ commands us, we are to go forth mm-hmm. and make disciples. Well, depending on the translation of the Greek that you want to go to, one of the translations that I prefer is go forth and teach.
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, it starts off with go. That's an imperative.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, if you have time or when you get a minute or
you feel like it
on commercial break, you know, mm-hmm. take a second or two and pop something out there on Facebook. It's go forth and teach. Try to tell people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's an imperative. And I look at it and I go, well, how can I do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm as broken as anybody out there. I'm not going to say I'm worse. I'm not going to say I'm better. We're all broken to mm-hmm. one degree or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggle with this, getting started with New Shepherd Films 12 years ago. And I struggle because how can God use me?
Right.
You know, I mean, I like most people, I screw up generally on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
But by the grace of God, I move forward.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great lies that Satan wants you to believe is the fact that if you keep looking backwards, you'll never look forward to what God's promised you. So he keeps you looking backwards. You got to let go of the past.
Yes.
One way or the other, you have to let go of it. Okay? Give it to God. Move on. And it's called in faith. There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what New Shepherd Films has done. That's what we try to do with our stories. And as a company, we have lived that for 12 years. I mean, this has been a journey that is nearly, I mean, most people would say, how did you do it? It's impossible and so forth. It's tough, double tough.
I'm looking forward to asking you more questions after this break in regards to not only your background, I'm curious about the name of your film company, and I want to hear how you've been handling this last year. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. And friends, so there's a reason why the rear view mirror is smaller than the windshield. We'll continue the conversation after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together on this Friday, and this weekend is Passover weekend, And so we honor that as well as a celebration many in the area look forward to. And Terry Saul, by the way, is going to have a special at 10 o'clock tomorrow and at 6 o'clock on Sunday night, kind of interviewing. He talks about, in fact, his little promo is like, I'm a Catholic boy, but I've always wondered about Passover. And he brought a local rabbi in and they're kind of talking about that. And so I think that would be really cool to listen to his show. And then something else coming up tomorrow. This is kind of an honor and something I've not done before. I have been invited by Zoom to train people on how to call in to a talk show and how to interact and kind of how to be an activist and all of that. And so if you're a part of the Western Liberty Network, I'll put this up on our Facebook page too, but the Western Liberty Network does training sessions on how to stay active and get engaged in the political process and how to influence people for policy and all of that. And it says Stacey Ann will provide a training via Zoom 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 27th for people to who listen or call into radio shows. And I'll talk about my job and what I do, kind of behind the scenes things. Cool. So that was kind of fun. That's a storytelling too. And then on the call right now, I'm going to pull up someone, Jim, okay, on the line right now. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Who am I talking to?
It's Ron.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Okay. I'm just, it seemed like people need to get rid of three things. They need to lean on God with all their heart. Don't look back on your past. Use it as a guide. And the third thing is they must get a backbone. Unfortunately, my Republican leadership this session don't have one. And we have to pray, but the devastation that's done emotionally with various things that, man, I have to clarify, we're all God's children, but we can't let the negativeness overcome who we are. But it also requires us to open up our eyes, put skin in the game, and be active in our communities, active starting at school boards, go through the school boards and you know, they sit and insist and hold up the will of the people.
Yes. Yes,
it starts at the school board. And then it starts your county. Then it starts in your city, county, and state. And I mean, I live in rural Polk County, right outside Wilhelmina. That's north side of the highway is Sheridan, mm-hmm, between Harmony Road and Sawtelle. But to make a long story short, does that mean I just only concentrate about it? No, I've been in 13 counties. When the consensus says we need a message, that's why we left the party. We need y'all to have a backbone. If the consensus says that, and yet the only ones doing the Lord's work, especially in this time of with 1 year of this, in my opinion, a Wuhan virus. Yes, it's pretty funny how COVID's for the kill that have done everything, but you ain't heard nothing about the flu. You ain't heard nothing about the 158 teenage 11 to 17-year-olds committing suicide in nine county alone, from Columbia, Clackamas, Multnomah, Washington, Lynn, Benton, Yamhill, Marion, and Polk counties.
It's been quite a year this last year. And Ron, I know, because you and I have had conversations when I had a chance to meet you, you know, that you and I are grateful for others like yourselves that we're standing up, we're standing strong, we're giving a message of hope, even though it's kind of a little frustrating right now. And that's why the power of a story, your story, when we talk to our elected leaders, other story, the story in film and all of that. Thank you, Ron, for calling in this morning. You have a great day. Yes. And Jim, he proves the point that, you know, all of us have things that we're going through, and that the message of hope, the message of hope is so needed right now.
Yes.
And I think your timing of your films, and you talked about the footprints, your very first film that you had, really resonates with people. Talk to us a little bit about how you got this concept going,
right,
and how you came up with the name and kind of your mission.
Well, excuse me. Ron, I agree with you. I think there's a lot of missing leadership across the board, state and federal level, even local levels. You know, one of the worst things that can happen is for good people to do nothing, to sit by idly.
Right.
Okay. So one of the things I struggled with, you know, 15 years ago was, how can I make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
How can I impact lives in a positive way, mm-hmm, when I don't really have a clue where my talents lie. Mm-hmm. Well, for 35 years, I have worked a lot of different jobs, and I enjoyed virtually all of them, mm-hmm. but I didn't understand what I was doing. I mean, I felt like I was a pinball on a pinball machine going from one type of work to another and so mm-hmm. forth. These jobs were everything from being a photographer at NASA and getting involved in the space program mm-hmm. to being very blessed with an opportunity to go into the Air Force and start at Space Command and continue working on the shuttle program.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, until we lost the Challenger, and then mm-hmm. I switched career fields and wound up getting very familiar with the high-tech industry. Mm-hmm. This was before the internet actually took off, but all during the internet right. craze in the 90s and so forth. Until one day, and I'm sorry, I was also trained to be an actor, and I worked in theater, and mm-hmm. I had a lot of gigs, and was just enjoying life, but I wasn't doing anything, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't quite know what to do. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I work with abused animals, particularly German Shepherds. I know German Shepherds inside and out. I can spot a poodle and tell you that's a poodle or a Chihuahua, but German Shepherds, I know. Mm-hmm. Again, been around that breed for decades. Mm-hmm. But I usually adopt the ones that are really hard luck stories. These are the ones that nobody else will adopt. They've been mm-hmm. horribly abused and so forth. They're not supposed to be in homes with children and things of that nature. But I don't care if you have two legs or four. If you're shown love and respect on a consistent, ongoing basis, your life is going to turn around. Mm-hmm. No more evident than that was one of my shepherds named Katie, mm-hmm. a beautiful female German shepherd who had been horribly abused for 2 years. I think we're probably going to need to come back and let me give you some more details about that.
Let's talk a little bit more about Katie.
But she got everything started.
She's the one that inspired you in
this.
She's it. Oh, there's more to this story. I'm looking forward to it. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. We've got Jim here in the studio. We're talking about film projects coming up right around the corner as well. Keep tuning in, friends. We'll be back after this break. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Jim in the studio this morning as my co-host and filling me in on New Shepherd Films. It's 45 degrees here in the studio, and the sun is supposed to be out today. That's good news. Temperature about 57 degrees, and spring is here, Jim. You know, I love you were talking about Katie before we went into the break, and I am a lover of animals, and
right.
where I live, the squirrels and the ducks and the doves, we've been putting out food for them, and every day it has been incredible, and we have a cat that has some issues. It's got a little anxiety and things, and I think it almost teases them seeing all that wildlife, and he's an indoor cat, right?
Yeah.
So these animals that we bring into our home are so incredible, and they impact us. We think we're doing them a favor, right, by adopting them and bringing them into our lives, and a gift it keeps on giving years after. Talk to us a little more about Katie.
Yeah, it goes both ways. Rescues work both ways, not just for the animal, but also for the human as well. Katie was one that was horribly abused and was not supposed to be placed in a home with small children or in a home with other dogs. Well, we had a dog and my daughter was three. Mm-hmm. So we signed a lot of papers that said, you know, if anything happened, we wouldn't sue the rescue and all mm-hmm. that. But anyway, Katie comes in. And as I said a moment ago, whether you've got two legs or four legs, love and respect shown on a consistent and ongoing basis is going to turn a life around. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that happened with Katie.
Hmm.
So Katie became a therapy dog. She worked with small children. She specifically worked with children with special needs. My wife's a pediatric dentist and really focuses a lot on what's called the underserved community. These mm-hmm. are kids that don't have great access to care. And typically she works a lot with special needs children, mm-hmm. children with a lot of different challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie was just absolutely wonderful at working with these kids and getting them over their fear of going to the dentist.
That's fantastic.
In fact, she was able to perform procedures that normally would have required some level of sedation. And in fact, they just sat there petting Katie's ear.
Aww.
So we did a canine reading program, just all sorts of things. And I don't want to give away too much because, quite frankly, you can go watch the movie Footprints.
There you go.
Okay. Footprints, mm-hmm. Angels Are Real, Some mm-hmm. Even Have Fur. And check it out because I first started writing a book called Memoirs of an Angel. It's out and available as well. And these are all of the true stories. I mean, you read it and you go, this couldn't have happened. but it did, and I have the documentation to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
So we turned that into a movie. That's where New Shepherd Films comes from.
Mm-hmm.
It was the culmination of all of these different jobs I'd had as an artist and as a photographer and as a high-tech computer software engineer and ultimately as a company manager.
Mm-hmm.
It all came together with New Shepherd Films, but I didn't realize it until we got ready to start filming. And I looked over my shoulder and I realized that every job I needed to do starting a film company and making a movie, I had been trained to do. I just didn't know it.
Yes.
So we worked with 11. We had 11 German Shepherds in that movie. Six of them were rescues because I was absolutely insistent. If we're going to do Katie's story,
mm-hmm.
we got to feature rescue dogs, or we're going to be hypocrites. In fact, the lead dog in that movie, his name was Rocket, was also a rescued animal from German Shepherd Rescue of New England.
Mm.
It is incredibly important to work with these dogs for me personally. There was no other way I could name the company any other name other than New Shepherd mm-hmm. Films, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D. But I also like working with words that have multiple meanings. It's mm-hmm. kind of a parabolistic style. Christ taught with parables.
Yes,
parables are stories that have multiple layers of meaning. So
mm-hmm.
New Shepherd could also... Jesus Christ, the mm-hmm, Great Shepherd.
The Great Shepherd.
Okay, because we're faith-based oriented mm-hmm. stories. So we use a lot of different meanings or at different levels when we tell stories like this.
Mm-hmm, multidimensional in a
Absolutely.
Sense. You can look at it from different ways.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you've got to do that. So
then you did also like a Heroes project
yeah,
as well. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's entitled Forgotten Heroes, the Robert Hartsock story. And this is a story about the only military working dog handler mm-hmm. in the history of the United States to have ever received the Medal of Honor.
Wow.
He received the Medal of Honor for his actions. Unfortunately, he received it posthumously, but his actions on February 23rd, 1969 in Vietnam, Dao Chiang specifically, his actions ultimately altered the course of the war. And I've been asked a number of times, well, how can you say that? And I said, very simply, I can read a map. You look at the battle, you look at what happened mm-hmm. after the attack, and what would have happened had he not done what he did. He gave his life. And one of the things we look at in this particular story is the relationship or the bond between the dogs and the handlers
mm-hmm.
and how much they came to trust and depend on these dogs and the units around them trusting the dog handler and the dogs and needing them. But we also look at the piece of scripture, no greater love of the man than he lays down his life for another.
Oh, I love it.
And there's no greater example of that in my mind as mm-hmm. a military guy than someone who has received the Medal of Honor. 85% are presented posthumously,
mm-hmm.
and it represents the ultimate sacrifice. Those that are in that 15% that receive it while they're alive,
mm-hmm.
you can talk to most any of them. They don't feel they deserve it. They feel it belongs to somebody else or was another hero around them.
Yeah, and many times I've found in the veterans that I've worked with, I've been able to do voiceover work for documentaries and
right.
things and
yep.
working with veterans in different parts of the country, and they're very humble.
They really are.
Even in my dad Larry, who served in Vietnam, growing up, he just didn't talk
right.
about that. And Terry, in fact, he was in the Air Force. My Terry, he doesn't like to talk about it much. You know, it's like
yeah.
everybody's like, oh, you're a veteran and you served and they want to give honor. But it's like, I signed up for that.
Right.
That was my job.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. But it is important that we tell these stories.
It is.
We learn
it
from
is.
It. And again, like you said, they really did happen. There's documentation.
That's exactly right.
And a story and a truth still impacts lives today. Now, you're building another story.
Yes, we are.
And I want to pivot over to that one.
Sure.
That's called
the 211 Home.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about this one is this is our first foray into what would be a fictional story. It's a
mm-hmm.
great storyline. The gentleman that wrote the original screenplay is an older gentleman back in New England,
mm-hmm.
and it was set in New England with snow and trains and things of that nature, which is not a whole lot of that out here. We don't
mm-hmm.
have trains as
no.
a key means of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Although we should, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, another story, another day. The 211 Home is really a story about not knowing how to accept a gift.
Hmm.
And I think we can all identify with that.
Oh, man, I've spoke on that as a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
About position to receive.
Position to receive, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because it starts out with a young man named Daniel O'Malley. He's about 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really sure of himself. He's very confident. He's mm-hmm. a really good baseball player. And he is not happy with the gift of a baseball glove that he received.
Oh. Hmm.
Very resentful.
So that's kind of the storyline. And this was actually filmed right here, right?
It was filmed right here in the Salem-Kaiser area, mm-hmm. All during this
COVID situation.
Yeah.
And so you had this project getting ready to, you know, lined it all up, and you had all the filming, and you were getting ready to go, and then, boom, COVID hit. Talk
exactly.
to us a little bit about that in the time we have.
Yeah, talk about a point in your life where you're looking at the precipice thinking you're going to lose everything that you've worked for.
Mm.
Looking at 12 years of work going down the drain, because we had airline tickets bought for our cast that mm-hmm. were coming in. We've got local cast. We had hotel reservation. We had everything all lined up.
Yeah.
We had tremendous donors that helped foot the bill for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we had to shut everything down.
Incredible.
And we really thought we were going to lose everything, including the company.
Well, yeah.
God, however, was incredibly faithful throughout mm-hmm. all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were patient and waited on Him to work through this,
mm-hmm.
we worked very carefully on how we would actually tell this story. It's a large-scale story, but we've had to scale it way back mm-hmm. and shoot on small scales. And if we hadn't had the support of the local community,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have happened.
Incredible.
Would not have happened. I've got to give a very special shout out to Mayor Kathy Clark,
mm-hmm.
the folks with the Kaiser Police Department, the folks with the city over there with Kaiser, the Airport Authority here in Salem. We had a lot of people, and I know I'm leaving people out, and I apologize for that, but the list is long. Watch the credits of the movie when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a lot of people help us actually get the story told, because it's very important to go back and say, okay, when was I blessed with something that I didn't realize was really a gift?
Mm-hmm.
And how did I handle it?
Exactly. Oh, man, that's so good. And I'm thinking now, I'm kind of going back a few years when I went to Arkansas. I was actually on a board of Women in Film Arkansas, and we have the Bentonville Film Festival. And I remember meeting with so many, and we interviewed, and we held a reception, and so mm-hmm. many directors and producers and film owners, the company owners like yourself, you know, doing all of this work, all this prep work to get the publicity and all of that. And that's after it was getting ready to be released, and they were first showing people their little premiere showings or their little preview showings or whatever. And some of that is done, if I understand the industry correctly, is done also to get some funding and partners and, you know, investors all of that. So when we think about on just the normal scale, these are all independent filmmakers at the Bentonville Film Festival that I met. And that's where you're an independent. It's so different against the big dogs in the industry, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting how this has affected the industry as a whole. And
it has.
But what I found is through at-home videos and things like that, it seems like the family films and the Christian message films, even if it's not outright Christian, have prevailed.
Right.
They continue to move ahead during when you can't even go to a major movie theater now.
Yeah, in this environment, smaller has been better.
Mm-hmm.
And those that understand how to leverage the technology and
mm-hmm.
be able to work remotely have really been able to
mm-hmm.
continue on in one form or another. Our biggest challenge was we actually had to film it.
Yes.
And then we could go back into our corners and do the editing and the post work mm-hmm. and all of that. And we're in post production now.
Okay.
And this is something folks don't realize is that every phase of a movie has to be financed one
exactly.
way or the other. You got to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in post production and we have no money to do this. So we're kind of hurting right now. We were able to find donations and so forth to get through production, but
mm-hmm.
it's the finishing funds that we're still looking for. And that's really tough to do because we're a regular company. We're not a 501c3. We have to operate in the industry as a real, they perceive as a real valid company.
Mm-hmm.
But we operate with Christian values.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're trying to shine a little light in this industry of how to really tell stories and how to operate.
Well, and the interesting thing about that is they say, you know, oh, well, there's not a demand for that. But we've watched small companies, and I think of the people that have done some of the films in the Christian quote-unquote label that have had great success over the years.
Let me tell you something right now. $4.3 trillion $4.3 trillion is the market size in the United States alone for faith-based products alone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge market for it. The mainstream doesn't want you to know that. The reality is, when you look at the dollars, G and PG stories outperform every other rating, and faith and family outperforms every other genre, with the exception of, you will have these major blockbusters like from Marvel or Lucasfilm or Disney, but those are only a handful, only a handful every year. The vast majority of the thousands of titles that come out are faith and family, and they're coming out from small independent producers like us because mainstream doesn't invest in it. Yet there's a huge market for it.
And here's an opportunity then, if someone wanted to, when we get back from this segment, if someone is listening and they're like, hey, I think I want to get involved with this and partner with you or be an investor or however that works. Let's talk a little more about that. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a great talk this morning with Jim. And if you're tuning in from all over the country online at KSLM.news, welcome to the conversation. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Enjoying a wonderful conversation this morning, talking about filmmaking, capturing stories that impact our day-to-day lives and bring hope and stir up faith. And Jim, when we're talking about these films that you have had already out and released, we're talking about ways that people can get them. They can go to newshepherdfilms.com, right?
That's correct.
And there's links there to the previous, whether it be through Amazon, Amazon Prime, all of those. You can order these films. I encourage you, maybe you're looking for some something for that Easter. Some people put Easter gifts together or baskets or whatever to their grandchildren. And these are good family films that you can pass on and have a great message. And we're talking about this film that here COVID hit and you've been in this process of making this film, 211 Home, is that what it's called?
211 Home, yeah.
211 Home. And why the 211?
Well, the 211 is a fictional flight that's delayed by weather on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And basically forces a lot of our characters to be in an airport waiting.
Oh, upended. Kind of like COVID.
They don't have, they don't have a whole lot to do except talk.
Ah.
And we have multi-generational characters. We span a couple of generations with people sitting around talking.
I love it.
That that get engaged in conversations and are telling stories to each other.
Oh, that's great.
And so we are kind of like a fly on a wall and jump in and observe and listen to their stories.
That's incredible.
As they go through. Just as a side note, Footprints is a really great Mother's Day gift. And then, of course, Forgotten Heroes, always good for, you know, Memorial Day or July 4th or that sort of thing. You're absolutely right. NewShepherdFilms.com. You can go to the links there on where to purchase the products. Also on Facebook, New Shepherd Films, you know, our company has a page, but every story, whether it's Memoirs of an Angel, which is in book form, Footprints, the movie, Robert Hartsock, or in this, the 211 Home, they all have their own pages on there and tell you where to go get things as well. Can always go to our contact page on newshepherdfilms.com, drop us an email or give us a call if you can't find it or what have you.
So we talked a little bit in the last segment about where you're at in the production and, and the release and all of this. And there's an opportunity here for folks. And in my background is nonprofit and ministry and fundraising. And so I always have that angle. You know, there are people out there that have, whether it even be, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with this stimulus check to, you know, I need to put something into, you know, forward. I want to invest in the future and help a project. There are people like that. It's like a legacy thing. Here's really some good ground to plant that seed in, friends. I'm encouraging you. How do they do that? How do they, how are you taking donations or help?
The easiest way to do that is you can do one of two things. You can either, you know, write a check and mail it to New Shepherd Films, which our address, of course, is on our contact page on the website, or you can drop us an email at info@newshepherdfilms.com. You can call us at 213-935-7070. Again, all that information is on our website. And just tell us you want to help and ask how you can do that. we can stretch a dollar a lot further than you might imagine.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
Post-production on the 211 right now, we're probably about $14,000 behind the curve on that. And then, of course, we have the distribution coming up. Mm-hmm. We need a little help with that. The neat thing, though, is that, you know, from our perspective, we're not looking at it from a dollars and cents standpoint. We're really looking at it in terms of how many lives can we touch.
Mm-hmm.
And the fundamental thing comes down to metrics and numbers and
yes.
market space and all that.
Always.
If I target the married female 35 to 50 age group mm-hmm. with 2.2 kids married and all that, I can absolutely guarantee you that for every time that DVD is purchased or that story is downloaded, I promise you, 10 lives are actually touched.
Incredible.
And we've got the stats to back that up. It is absolutely amazing. And we are about the hearts being touched. Yes, mm-hmm. I've got to keep the lights on and all that. But the more important thing is, how many people can I touch with the stories?
Mm-hmm.
Footprints, we are probably about 1.5 million people have seen that movie.
Incredible. And when you think about, we talked about parables and storytelling, and we talked about faith, and it's the stories that impact lives,
right,
that change hearts, because it's easy to have that harder shell around us. But when we hear someone's story, we're moved to tears, or as Terry says, cutting onions around here, you know, and
yeah,
and exactly. It's in that softness that we can see ourselves and see if they did it and they had the grit and courage or were inspired to change or to impact someone else's, I can do these things too. And it's really important, friends, in this particular time that we get behind things that impact the culture. And it seems like we're dealing with a culture that has a heart of stone right now, and we need that heart of flesh. We need that transition.
Let me just throw this in real quick. I remember we had a red carpet event thrown for us in Los
mm-hmm.
Angeles for
mm-hmm.
Footprints a number of years ago. And I had a reporter come up to me and put a microphone in my face. And he said, "So tell me," that's already a
mm-hmm.
defensive thought posture
right,
you're
right,
going to take.
Right.
"So tell me, why do you think faith-based films belong here in Hollywood?"
Mm.
Specifically, he said, "In the heart of Hollywood."
Mm.
And I stopped for a moment because I didn't have a good answer. But fortunately, God gave me one. He
mm-hmm.
said, "Well," I looked at him and said, "Well, let me ask you a question." Well, that kind of set him back a little
mm-hmm.
bit, but that's okay. Let me ask you a question. Would you agree that society is a function of the stories it tells itself, and that the stories are a reflection of society? And I'm drawing a circle in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's a circular argument
mm-hmm.
here. And he's going, "Yeah." And then I said, "Are you happy with how society is going?" And you could see it in his eyes.
Mm.
And I went, "No? Then change the stories."
That's right.
And that is why we're here doing what we do. We're trying
mm-hmm.
to change and influence society in what we believe to be a positive manner, by simply telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you whether you watch them. It's up to you whether you believe them. It's up to you whether you engage with them. But I'm planting that seed because that is what we're called to do. I need help.
We need to come together and impact the culture for good.
Absolutely.
And we've stayed out of it. And that's why there's been this big gap,
yep.
Like a big black hole. And it's time to engage it and take it back.
Yeah.
And I love, I had an interview here with Satcha. He's the school board president here in Salem-Keizer School. And he said, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And we're going to be told how to think or how to do culture. And it's, again, we have an opportunity to impact our world for good with some incredible stories that influence culture. Culture, and it's time to get engaged in this business,
and
here's
an
opportunity.
Yeah, you may not be able to write, you may not be able to act, you may not be able to be a film producer, but what you can do is help somebody who can do the
Absolutely.
Writing or the acting or the producing work.
Yep.
It takes a team.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said at the beginning, the worst thing that good people can do is to do nothing.
Oh,
okay?
And how incredible, out of Salem, Oregon, when I went to CPAC a few weeks ago, last month now almost, they were like, "You're from Oregon," almost like a, "Oh my gosh, you're like a missionary in a weird land," you know.
Yeah.
To have something like this,
yeah.
a virtue and character coming out of Salem, Oregon, friends, what a legacy.
Yeah. You're a faith-based film company? You're located where? Yeah. Check it
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely, and I was sent in to
it's
plant
beautiful
there.
Here.
Yes,
yeah. It's great
is,
people
it
here.
Is God's country, and we have an incredible community, and we want to tell our story to the rest of the world because
Absolutely.
It's worth telling. And I certainly appreciate your time. Give the website again, Jim.
It's newshepherdfilms.com. That's newshepherd Films, F-I-L-M-S. It's Shepherd, as in the Good Shepherd, mm-hmm. or German Shepherd.
I love it. I love it. And I'm so glad you're here. Will you come back and give us some updates?
Absolutely.
Think you and I could probably do this even once a month or so, right?
Anytime.
Talking about topics and things.
Anytime.
And I know people are interested, too. I know there's a huge interest. How do I be an extra in a film? How do I do those kinds of things?
Absolutely.
So we can talk about that in the future, too.
You bet.
Thank you again. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you, friends, for tuning in today. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Happy Passover weekend. Trusting that you have some sunshine in your forecast this weekend. We'll be back on Monday, Lord willing. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. God bless you, friends, and God bless the USA. Next to you.